so too, we must all be ready. If someone walks up to you and says, "Are you ready?" I guarantee that 100% of the response in this church will be, "Ready for what? Ready for what?" Because there could be so many things happening. But you want to understand what he or she is asking you if you are ready for. And that is why it is fitting, dear friends, that all of the readings today is about readiness. Ready for what? Of course, we all know, ready for Christmas. But I think we have to realize, dear friends, that there is a sad side of Christmas. Not sad in a tragic way, but embarrassingly sad. That sometimes we do not know in whose name we celebrate this great feast. And I'm talking about Christians, not just people who do not believe. Do we really remember Christ on Christmas Day? Do we actually prepare for that day in a spiritual way? Because definitely we prepare physically. We prepare with our gifts. We prepare with the food we eat. We prepare with the drinks and everything. Nothing wrong with those. But do we actually prepare spiritually for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? And that was why in the gospel, Jesus kept on saying, "You too must be ready," and gave a perfect example. When Noah was building his ark, he was building this humongous thing. So there was no way the people there would say that they did not know that something was going on. But they did not recognize that this is going to happen until it took them by surprise. At no time did Jesus mention anything wrong that they were doing. Marrying and giving in marriage, what is wrong with that? Beautiful celebration of love. Eating and drinking. God created us and put hunger in us. We have to eat and drink. Nothing. There was no sin there. But they were just not ready. Dear friends, this great feast can take us by surprise if we are not careful. We can end up spending hundreds, thousands of dollars in gifts to gain absolutely nothing spiritually. Because this great feast we are preparing for is supposed to be primarily a spiritual feast. And that is why also in the second reading, Paul is talking about being awake. Definitely he wasn't talking to people who were sleeping. He said, "It is now time for us to wake from sleep." He would be probably crazy if he were speaking to people who were physically asleep. Paul is talking about spiritual slumber, which can come on any one of us. And it takes people by surprise. Even in the physical form, when Jesus came, it took all of Israel who were eagerly awaiting the Messiah. It took all of Israel by surprise. Last Sunday, we heard the horrible reading about what happened at the foot of the cross. When you and myself were jeering at the King of the universe, telling him to come down from the cross if he is truly king, because we did not recognize that he is king. We had a preconceived notion of the kind of king that we wanted. And so when he came, he took us by surprise. Christmas can be the same for us, dear friends. It can take us by surprise with absolutely no change in me. When the King of Kings came to change me and to change you for the better. Think about it. When he was brought into the temple as a child, like I said, all of Israel had been eagerly awaiting the Messiah. You would think there would be a crush of bodies, everybody wanting to touch him, everybody wanting to have a glimpse, cell phones out, taking pictures of. But over there, only two people recognized the Messiah when he came to the temple. Simeon, the old man, and Hannah, the old lady, because they were prepared. Every single day, they were there in the temple, looking and praying to see the Messiah. Only two of them. And then remember how big the temple is, how massive the temple of Jerusalem was when it was still functional. It was huge. At every time, there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people, but only two recognized the Messiah when he came. We could be the ones who miss that sign because Jesus comes to us in various forms. He comes to us through our brothers and sisters. He comes to us through our colleagues we work with. Sometimes he comes to us through strangers we know nothing about. Can we recognize Jesus whenever he comes calling? Because it does happen. The prophet Malachi, he said, I will send before you a messenger. And then suddenly, the Messiah whom you desire will come before you. And the beautiful thing is that Malachi acknowledges that all of us desire to have that companionship with Jesus. But he warns us that it will happen suddenly. We are messengers to each other. Because if I had come to this church and you were not here, I would be wondering, is something wrong with the faith I have? If you came to the church and none of the priests wanted to function, you will wonder, is there something with the faith? Is there something wrong with the faith you hold? We are messengers to each other, brothers and sisters in Christ to each other. Let us always continue to invite each other to come to this beautiful celebration. Isaiah, in the first reading, he said he heard everybody saying, come, invitation, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. The responsorial psalm, I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the Lord's house. Let us invite each other, dear friends, with words that uplift, with actions that bless. Let us also prepare spiritually in these four weeks that we are given. And one of the ways we can prepare is by consecrating ourselves through the sacraments. In a couple of weeks, we'll be offering the sacrament of penance, the sacrament of reconciliation, to prepare ourselves spiritually in a special way for this beautiful celebration. And we invite everybody, also invite people, even if they haven't been going to church for a long time, let us come and be part of that beautiful celebration. Because we get a glimpse of actually what God wants when he comes visiting. In the book of Exodus chapter 19, verse 10 downwards, he told Moses, I am going to come to speak to my people. I want to be with my people. But please, first of all, tell them to consecrate themselves. Tell them to consecrate themselves and then wash their clothes before coming to the mountain. Tell them to consecrate themselves before going to the mall to buy the gifts. Tell them to consecrate themselves before putting up the Christmas decorations. Tell them to consecrate themselves before making a list of the food to eat. Tell them to consecrate themselves before making a list of what to buy from LCBO. Tell them to consecrate themselves before this great feast arrives. Dear friends, through prayer, the use of the sacraments, and also an inward introspective reflection of how to change our lives for the better, we can make the 25th of December a memorable one that will change us forever. Peace be with you.